On this Student Spotlight, space has a lot to teach us. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alan Salick, PhD candidate and researcher in material physics at RMIT University, discusses the benefits of a certain type of meteorite.
4.5 billion years ago, there was a dwarf planet which was cataclysmically struck by an asteroid. This event resulted in the ejection of material which made its way to Earth. These rocks have been discovered and identified as a type of meteorite called uriolites. In these uriolites, a special process occurred during the impact where some of the graphite that was contained within was transformed into a special type of diamond called lonsdaleite. The process is unlike any other that has been seen before, and we suggest that it is a supercritical fluid chemical deposition process. This unique process has produced not only the largest lonsdaleite crystals to date, but allows for the lonsdaleite to preserve the original bench shape of the graphite source crystals. You might be wondering, why is lonsdaleite special? Well, regular diamonds, like what you would find on an engagement ring, have a cubic atomic structure. The difference here is that lonsdaleite has its atoms arranged in a hexagonal structure. This hexagonal structure has been shown in some theoretical models to be up to 58% harder than regular cubic diamond. So, coupling the fact that lonsdaleite may be significantly harder than our previously known hardest material on Earth, as well as the new mechanism which may allow us to grow larger lonsdaleite crystals in any shape, the applications are almost limitless. Imagine a saw blade that never dulls or micromachinery that never degrades. These are some of the almost endless possibilities that we may be able to achieve if we can mimic the conditions that nature has provided us. Although, a super rare, ultra-hard lonsdaleite engagement ring may be a little far off for now.
That was Alan Salick of RMIT University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.